Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are having a great day today, man. We have bounced all over these topics and state, having a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be above 50 degrees today. Get outside, fire up that grill, create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, figure out which way the wind's blowing, and blow some smoke at your neighbor that smells good, and you'll get them right over. What a great time to get out and enjoy this unseasonably warm weather and do that with a grill and make it happen. I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What's cooking today is the Second Amendment and our God-given rights. That's right. I said it. God-given.
To right, to do what? To bear arms, right? And keep arms. And with regard to that, we're going live on the grilling line right now to our friend Merle down at Allen Bob's. Hey, good morning, Merle.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, you know what? We're fantastic. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Just fantastic.
Well, we got that covered, so everybody's fantastic.
Yeah.
What we want to be is
we're all good.
We want to be legally bearing our arms and being, get, you know, just exercising our right to bear arms and to carry a concealed weapon, which we have that right to do in Michigan. And I hear Allen Bob Sports, Sportsman Serving Sportsman, is the place to get that done. Is that, am I right?
That is correct. Yeah, we have CCW classes once a month here at the store by Your Best Shot. And they do a great job teaching everybody, and we're even going to get you involved in that.
That sounds like fun, because there's just times when I really would like to have a gun with me, but I'm afraid of getting in trouble.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry about that after going through this class, because, you know, we have... They have a great knowledge base and a positive influence on the concealed weapons carrier. And we've been doing this since 1998. And he's a retired school teacher that does this class. And they really pay attention to the individual in the shooting portion of it. They have, you know, a retired policeman that handles the legal portion of the class. And he really helps out in different situations and in your home and out of your home. And they have great people skills, and they're some of the best and some of the original that have had the involvement in the CCW.
Hey, Merle, question for you. If I'm considering doing this, what kind of preparation do I need to do before I come and sign up? Do I have to go to the police department and get any special permits? Do I need to have my gun inspected? What would I need to do to quote-unquote be qualified to take this class? Anything?
You don't have to do anything special to be qualified for the class. It does help to be familiar with firearms and to have done some previous shooting. But in Your Best Shot, the CCW classes, they will cover everything that you need to know, all the paperwork that you need to be involved in. This really is just the first step in taking the class, and really all you need to do is come down to the store and sign up.
When I finish the class, will I have the right to carry a concealed weapon, or is there more to the process after the class is done?
Well, after the class is done, there's a small waiting period, and that's varied from, month to month or year to year. Usually it's a couple months. I know that it goes before a review board, and... usually it's a couple months, I believe, right now, before you'll get your CPL. And once you get that, then you'll be able to start carrying it.
Right. And that's just what I wanted to make sure everybody knew. The progression is you aren't going to walk out of the class at the end of the day and say, okay, I can now carry a concealed weapon on my person. And there is a process, and that involves background checks, and it involves making sure that, to the best of the law enforcement's ability, that you're qualified, in effect, to do this. And that's why the class is so very important. If somebody was interested in taking the class, what's the charge, Merle?
That is $100 right now.
Yeah, very reasonable for something like this. How long is the class?
That is an 8-hour class. It starts at 8 in the morning. We hold those on Saturday, and you'll usually be there, be here until 5. You'll spend part of the day here at our store in the class, and then part of the day shooting.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of a cool program, and I'm glad that Alan Bob's is doing that. It's a great service to our community, and we appreciate you guys taking the time and putting the energy forth to make that happen. So, Merle, you have a great Saturday. All of our listeners, if you don't have anything to do this afternoon and you want to go to the Big Boy Toy Store, it's at Alan Bob's on South Division, just south of 28th Street. You bring your checkbook, though, because you're going to walk out of there with a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Merle. And my daughter Maggie is on the line right now. She wants to come down there and get that same class taken care of with us. So we might just have to hold a special Grilling Guys class down there if we get a big enough herd. All right. Well, Merle's gone. And right now on the live line, we've got my number two daughter, Maggie Moe, on the line. And I wanted to get Maggie on the phone. Good morning, honey.
Number two daughter.
Well, yeah, you're my second daughter.
Well, I'm your number one daughter.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm not going there. Yes, you're my favorite, Maggie. You know that. Maggie actually is a 24-year-old college. She graduated from college, and she's got several different likes that she has, and she's, I think, kind of moved around the world a little bit, and just told me that she wants to get a concealed carry permit, and it blew my mind. I was very happy, but so tell everybody what you're thinking.
Well, being a girl, not saying that girls can't take care of themselves, but being a girl, I feel like I would feel better having that with me. You know, I've been reading too many true crime books lately, and you never know. Charlie Manson, he's still alive.
Right.
So. You could go to jail and pop him. Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, it would take an awful lot of training before it would be smart to carry a gun because it can get you in as much trouble as it can take care of.
Yeah.
But I'd be more than willing to give you the kind of training I've got, and we could do that right back in the woods, right at the house.
Well, I need the real training, Dad. I don't need Bob's training.
Oh, wow. Right there.
Oh, you got Air Force and Army training. What do you want?
I need that little piece of paper that says I can do it.
Oh, I know. We want to get that done, but it takes more than that is my point. You have to have a lot of shooting that goes on with that.
Yeah.
Practice. Practice is what it is, because if you were ever put in a position where you needed to use the gun, you want to be 100% comfortable on how it operates and familiarity with it. So accidents don't happen.
So you don't get it taken away from you.
Right, exactly. There's a lot of things. But anyway, it's kind of cool that that you're interested in that, Maggie, because it is your right. It's a Second Amendment right in the United States. And you, like every other man and woman in America, as long as you qualify and you prove that you are taking care and consideration to get trained properly, you have a right to carry one of these things. And that's something that I'm very proud of as an American, and we all should be. And if it's something you're into,
well, the interesting thing is people like Maggie stop crimes all the time, and it's not in the news much.
Right.
All the stuff in the news is the massacres. But ordinary citizens stop crimes all over this country, and you can look them up on YouTube. You can go on news searches. I mean, local television stations have films almost every day of somebody thwarting a crime.
Right.
And there's not much that you hear about it. So it's just a great idea. Well, thanks for calling in, Maggie, and we'll set that target range up in the back, and we'll get you smoking on a 380 real quick.
Better be pink.
Yeah, okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, Bob, she got your sense of humor, brother. That's good.
Actually, I was bidding on a pink 380. I meet him online. I missed it.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
But, I think, it's okay to have a pink pistol if you're a girl. It's
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up next, I had a little pheasant hunt this week where I got out and was able to shoot some birds, and I want to share that story with you because overall it was a fantastic day, but we had a couple blunders along the way, and as long as we're talking about guns and safety, I wanted to talk about that. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We'll be back.
On air.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.